America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Roads in Duval County looking pretty good, but over in Nassau, there's a crash at 95 North. That one's blocking the left shoulder at mile marker 371. Going to be partly sunny today and tomorrow, that is, with a high near 76. A little bit of fog tomorrow, though, with a high near 80. And then mostly cloudy tonight, Sunday night, low tonight near 60, low tomorrow night, 65. 71 currently, AM 600, WBOB.
The Lillian McDermott Show.
We love, we fear. Bridges we burn. We make mistakes. Then we live and learn. When life gets tough and it seems like your best ain't good enough. If you're in need of hope, you know where I'll be. I'll be right here. Right here. And when you need a friend, you can count on me. I'll be right here. Right here waiting for you.
This is the place you can always turn to when you need a friend. The Lillian McDermott Show. To reach out to Lillian, visit her on the web at whenyouneedafriend.com. Now let's all learn together. Here's Lillian McDermott.
Hello, my listening friend. It's so nice we can meet each other on the air on this beautiful best day ever. And for those of you who have been listening to the Lillian McDermott radio show for the last 7.5 years, or maybe you just heard us for the first time yesterday, welcome back. I am so excited that you are with us, growing with us. But if this is the first time that you've tuned in to watch the show or at Facebook Live, we're at Facebook Live, you can watch us there, or on the radio or on YouTube later on after the show is done and uploaded, just know I've been waiting for you. I've been waiting for, yes, you. And just know this is a safe place where you can go to when you need a friend. It is my commitment to provide alternative ways to heal, and it is my mission to make awareness, responsibility, and truth a part of our everyday life. And I hope you, my listening as well as my viewing friends, will feel empowered to embrace a new truth and live the life of your dreams. And so for those of you who would like to add to what we're talking about today, you're always welcome to text me at 407-373-5959 or call. I don't answer the phone while I'm on the air. Or you can join us on facebook.com/ Lillian's Radio Show. Share it with all your friends. Tell all your friends that we are live on. We're doing a pre-recorded show and we are live today, so that we can be a part of this broadcast, which Jason and I have been talking about this for a while. How can we bring him up live and bring him to the United States without flying him over here, without all the expense? So today, we're talking about the views of ourself. You know, Jason is really good, and Jason Stevenson is who I'm talking about, and I'll introduce him to you in a little bit. But we've been talking about how our thoughts become our reality, our perceptions, everything that has to do with our thoughts. Our thoughts convert into feelings and our feelings convert into actions. So last time Jason was on the show, Meditation Monday, we talked about the positive affirmations. We're always thinking about what could go wrong, everything negative, but we need to be an equal opportunity positive thinker. If you're going to think about what could go wrong, let's think about what could go right. And so Jason went, yeah, might. I'm going to do that with you. Was that a horrible impression of you, Jason? Okay, so in comes for the last 15 years, Jason Stevenson, who has become a dear friend now from afar, my virtual friend. Someday I'm looking forward to giving him a hug. And so we talked about how it's so important that we send these positive affirmations. And so since it is our sole purpose in life to give and receive love and knowledge, I am grateful that Jason Stevenson, who has all this meditation out there and YouTube, and now he's doing Facebook and all these, and you can find him at Life Expansion. You can find him on Jason Stevens Meditation. He has over 1 million followers and a lot of adoring fans on Facebook Live at Lillian's Radio Show. And since it is our sole purpose in life to give and receive love and knowledge, I am grateful that Jason Stevenson is here to do just that. Welcome to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, Jason.
Thank you very much, Lillian. And as always, it's absolute pleasure to be here and to be with you, and also to be with all the Facebook followers. And there's a lot going on my screen at the moment.
It's a little distracting, eh? Don't look until we're on our break. You can't look there. Don't look at the light. Stay away from it. Okay, so here we go. So we're going to talk about the I am. And I know that we've talked about, whatever we talk about privately is privately, but we've talked about on the air about, you know, some of our past traumas, some of the things that have happened to us that we could, you know, have them over and over and over in our life and in our mind, and we can live them and relive them. So talk a little bit about you and your experience with affirmations and the importance they are for you.
Well, for some of you, for many of you that might not know my story, basically in my 20s, you know, I've come from a beautiful, loving family, and I've been surrounded by love, and that's helped me to get through a lot of this. But in my 20s, I went off the rails. My career, I was doing a lot of singing and acting, and it was sort of beginning to, it began to crumble. And so for me to cope with that, I was ended up taking drugs and alcohol, and I think I was chasing to get that feeling of being high, the high I used to get from performing on stage. And so I found that falsely through a lot of drugs and alcohol, and I went right off the white rails. And so much so that I was ended up being diagnosed as HIV positive. That happened, and then I converted that into something else, and I even started. So,
and that I know, but you can keep talking. You can keep talking. Yes, it's when we get muted at the beginning.
Oh, okay. and so basically, I changed that HIV diagnosis into something positive, a positive mindset for me, here in vitality.
And that's what we're going to talk about today. And we're going to continue our conversation with Jason Stevenson when we return worldwide at whenyoumeetafriend.com and at Lillian's Radio Show Facebook Live. We'll be right here waiting for you.
I'll be right here waiting for you. With you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady. Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million. 150 million.
To learn more
about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you. Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us, they pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org. to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3 The Biz cares about you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow together. Today's teacher is none other than Cutie Pie Jason Stevenson, who is just such a nice man inside and out. He had me at Hello the first day I met him, and I am just so honored that he is a part of this Meditation Monday that we are doing once a month. Jason has made a commitment. You know, as long as we can do this, because I'm not going to hold him to the fire if he can't do it one day or whatever. But he is such a generous man, and I'm just so grateful. And maybe we can bring you over to the United States so that you can spread your lucky charm all over us. So I wanted to, Jason, thank you. I wanted to go over the HIV and how we have the power and how we are in choice to decide how we're going to look at something that we could see that is horrible. Mm. So HIV, how did you convert that?
I think that, in all honesty, I have to give a lot of praise to the movie The Secret, because when I was handed that DVD and I played that over and over day and night, because I went into such a dark, dark place, a really hating on myself, feeling shameful, feeling guilty, all the worst, lowest vibrations of emotions that you could possibly imagine. So basically, I think I had to rebuild myself. And so I did that through, after recognizing affirmations and understanding how they were making me feel when I began to listen to them, I then was on the beach one day and I created my, I realized it was after about 6 months of watching The Secret almost continuously, I was on the beach and I realized something in me had changed. And it was like, here I am standing there.
How did you convert that?
In vitality, here in vitality. And
here
so
in vitality.
And so I used that, began to use that affirmation. And the more I used that affirmation, the stronger I became. Like, and I realized that, hey, I am healthy. I am alive. What, you know, this is what we can look at, because of course the doctors, you know, when they're very serious, they're very, very serious, you know, that you've got this and we check your blood counts and this is this and that's not looking good. And that's really hard to overcome, that stuff. Let me tell you, that was such a battle. But when I went in there then, when they would mention HIV, and it triggered here in vitality. So I'd be like sitting back. You can talk about it all you like. You know, you can give me all these results day after day. And now it just doesn't, it's nothing, you know, it's nothing. It's absolutely nothing. It's a tiny part of who I live with, what I live with, and I don't even recognize it. I just live my life here in vitality.
I love it. And so it is so crucial that we take a snapshot of what you just said, because so many of us get diagnosis and that becomes their life. That becomes their I am. I am diabetes. I am HIV. I am, you know, autistic, or I am not enough. And so those are the things that, that's why you and I chose this topic, the I am topic, because there's so many times that we say what we are afraid of. So you and I were talking about off the air that I wanted to talk about the shadow side about the I am. The I ams that we are giving ourselves, like I'm not enough, I am stupid, I am overweight, I'm fat, I'm ugly. Those are the I ams that we're constantly saying to ourselves. So when you are listening to a doctor saying you are HIV positive, you are possibly gonna ruin your life, or this could be this or that, all you're hearing is this can't be. And so at what point did you shift the, oh my God, I am HIV positive, to I am here in vitality?
When it was, Lillian, it took a while. I'm telling you now, it probably took about, I would say, you know, 9 months.
Okay.
9 months to a year.
Okay.
And it was a gradual process. I mean, you know, initially I was so... As I said, I lived with so much shame and guilt that I couldn't even go outside. I didn't want, I cut myself off from literally everything and everyone, including my, that time I was teaching singing. I completely shut everything down. It affected me so bad initially. And, but then over the time of, you know, I was doing some Gerson therapy and I was doing bits and pieces and putting all the good things into me. Began to change my ways. And so it was a gradual holistic process of healing everything, but mindset was the absolute, the main thing that I had to heal.
Yes.
It was the absolute, yeah.
Absolutely. So when I first started this journey, if you would have told me that I was going to be about holistic, functional, integrative, you know, my registered service mark is you can take a pill, you can take a responsibility. It's not that I am against taking pills. You know that. Mm-hmm. It's that when you are doing things that are sabotaging you, nothing will trump thought, you know, because, you know, we have 70, we're okay. So I don't know if you and I have talked about this or, but Bruce Lipton has been on my show, and this is when I learned this new truth, which is that from the moment we're born to the moment of 7 years of age, we're human tape recorders. Absolutely. We are like in theta mode. We are recording everything, and I believe it's in our third eye, and it's in our, that's where it's kept, in our soul or wherever it is, and that later becomes our subconscious. Our subconscious mind, this is the repetitive, the repetition.
Absolutely.
So yep. 70,000 thoughts, 90% of them are repetitive, and 80% of those thoughts are negative. So what would you like to add to that, Jason?
So what I would like to say to that is, you know, that how can we change that?
That's right.
And we can change that.
Mm-hmm.
But it takes work. First of all, we have to be aware. We have to become conscious of this programming, you know, because we can stay through our teenage and adult life, and some adults do. Many adults still stay with that, unconsciously just reacting to this tape player that's going on in our head.
Mm-hmm.
But we can begin. I mean, one of the first things that we need to do is check who we are surrounding ourselves with as adults. Yeah. Are we hanging with a bunch of negative people that don't believe in us, that put us down? Because that's just going to continue the old programming and keep confirming over and over and over again. So check who we're hanging with. and also then to begin to, and Joe Dispenza talks about this, I'm sure Bruce Lipton does too, but to begin to be creators of our life, begin to have visions, use the visualization process to begin to take that on board. And I don't know if you've heard the saying, I am that I am, from the Hebrew text.
Yes.
And I heard Wayne Dyer speaking about this the other day. And he said, when you say I am that I am, replace the word that with something that you want to manifest in your life. So if it's a better relationship, I am that I am. And you can do that on the breath in, breathe in, I am that, replacing that, the word that, with whatever you want to manifest.
So give us an example of what you want to manifest.
I see myself already giving talks in around the world.
And I'm right there with you.
And meditations and talks, and yes, including singing with that as well, I might add.
Yes.
And I see this, and I know this is going to happen, and this is just waiting for that the correct timing, but I know it's happening. I see it. And so when I breathe that in, I am that, and I see myself on that magnificent stage in front of the people, and not only do I see it, I feel it.
You feel it.
And I feel it with every fiber of my being. Mm-hmm. And it takes me there. I get goosebumps now talking about it.
I'm right there with you. And I know that everybody who's watching on Facebook Live is with you as well. And everybody who's listening on the radio and later on YouTube, you know, we can change the world, but first it has to start within us. You know, people that want to change the world, but they don't want to change themselves. They want the world to change into what they want. But it's amazing, the moment we change our perspective, the moment we start changing the messages that we're sending ourselves, how the world does change.
Mm-hmm. And can I just read this out? This is just a Wayne Dyer quote that I read today on my calendar here.
Okay.
And it says, you feel good not because the world is right, but your world is right because you feel good.
That's right. Yeah.
We are the creators.
We are the creators, and that's why I'm so adamant about this 100% responsibility, because, you know, with this I am, you know, abused, or I am a victim, and those are disempowering. But if we can take over that and we can say, I am responsible, I am accountable, and I am, it doesn't matter what has happened to me, but if I shift that and say it happened for me, look at what HIV has done for you. What has HIV done for you, Jason? You could have been in a fetal position crying for the rest of your life, and everybody would have gone, oh, Jason, you're all, you know, but then what would you have done?
Well, to be honest, it was, when you think about it, it was a lifesaver for me, because I was getting heavier into the drugs, heavier and heavier, and going, it was a downward spiral. Something had to give way before things really got out of control. Then I might have been in such a mess, you know, goodness knows what could have happened. So I say it gave me my life back. I began to live again. And want to give back to the world, instead of just, I wasn't taking from the world all the time, but in some aspects I was, you know, with the drugs and alcohol. And
it's that entitlement, Jason. It's the entitlement that we feel at times in our life that is fueled by our ego. But when you come face to face with something like that, then if you are true to yourself and you allow your essence to come through in gratitude and whatever it is, isn't life so much better? Even if nothing changes, isn't life so much better?
Absolutely, it's better to live, just to live and to wake up in that gratitude. And I went out for walking with Dharma, my dog, today, and I looked up at the sky and felt this enormous expanse just wash over me. And I actually said, just mentally, I am. And it was like, wow, I can be who I want to be. I can be who I will be. It's, you know, we're not separate. Nothing is separate.
Yes.
It's raising that vibration and moving.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Emergency management officials in South Carolina say they're preparing both for more massive floods like the state has seen in three of the past 4 years and smaller but still destructive floods. Experts say it's a good idea as they believe that the weather will continue to bring such storms to those coastal areas. When Amazon chose a Long Island City neighborhood of Queens to build its $2.5 billion campus and house some 25,000 workers, New York's top brass, including a lot of Democrats, saw it as a major coup for the area. What they didn't expect was the protests from left-leaning members of their own party, hostile public hearings, and even disparaging tweets against Amazon that would come up, especially over their $3 billion worth of tax breaks. That all led to Amazon pulling the plug on that deal, and it's also widening a rift within the Democrat Party. This is SRN News.
Daddy, I thought you were going to take me to the park.
I will, baby. I just have to get the grass cut first. Grr. Why won't you start?
Daddy, it's getting dark outside.
I'm sorry. We'll go to the park another time. Men, don't let this happen to you. Your family depends on you to spend time with them, which means you need power equipment you can depend on, and nothing is as dependable as a Gravely. Gravely has been in the business of giving weekends back ever since Benjamin Gravely patented his motor plow in 1916. That's over 100 years of business. Gravely has the most comprehensive line of mowers on the market, from the economical and compact ZT series to the industrial strength ProTurn series. Gravely is guaranteed to have the right model to fit your needs. Come see the full line of Gravely mowers and job site vehicles at Jacksonville's newest Gravely preferred dealer, Tools for a Time. And mark your calendars for our annual Demo Day sale, Saturday, March 9th, where you can test drive and save on the last mower you'll ever need, a Gravely at Tools for a Time.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. While we've earned the reputation as North Florida and South Georgia's preeminent official Rolex jeweler, it's important to point out that at Underwoods we carry other watches too. We start with Seiko, the most reliable and serviceable watch made for under $500. Next we have Tavon, the Swiss-made ladies and men's and dress and sport watches starting at $450. We also carry the Swiss watch Raymond Weil in ladies, men's, and men's sport watches, and they start at $600. If it's a ladies' diamond fashion watch, you need to look at Michelle. They start at $525. Another name we carry is Tudor, inspired by Rolex with the same founder and owner. And their sport watches and chronographs are the rage in Swiss timekeeping. And they're priced from $2,000 to $5,000. So if you're interested in watches, we have what you want at Underwoods. And all of our watches carry a five-year warranty. At Underwoods, San Marco, Avondale, or the shops of Ponte Vedra.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Hey, watch out for the objects in the road over there in St. Johns County and 95 South over there at mile marker 302. That is currently blocking the two right lanes. As for the weather, going to be partly sunny today and tomorrow. High in the 76. Patchy fog for Sunday. High near 80. And mostly cloudy tonight and tomorrow night. Low tonight near 60. Low tomorrow 65. Currently 71 at AM 600 WBOB.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow with one another. We are heard worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. You can also watch us on Facebook Live, which we are on Facebook Live right now as we're doing a pre-recorded for a show, and we will re-air this on my channel as well. So I'm really excited that Jason Stevenson is our teacher today. And we're talking about the I am, the good, the bad, the ugly, because we want to just present the I am of what we think people want us to be, or what we want, what we perceive us to be, whether it's real or not. And so when we embrace the total I am, that's where the magic happens, because we can tailor and move. And this is where we have this conversation of 100% responsibility, where we take responsibility for our life and who we are and the life that we are co-creating with the Creator who created us, who gave us the power to create. A lot of creation there. And so I want to encourage you to go to whenyouneedafriend.com. Please subscribe when you do so. And while you're there, play with all the little social media buttons and check on all the little YouTube videos. Subscribe there too. When you subscribe to my face, my whenyouneedafriend.com, you will also get my 90-day challenge to self-love ebook and free gifts all the time. You'll know who's going to be on the show before anybody else does. And then go ahead and follow me and like me at Facebook at Lillian's Radio Show, and Instagram. And I'm on all social media. I think I am on most social media. And then while you're there, I ask that you check out my sponsors. Without my sponsors, Liberty HealthShare is my sponsor that you get to hear while we're on commercial breaks. And Liberty HealthShare is just unbelievable. Go to libertyhealthshare.org. I've walked away from insurance and I decided to walk towards health share. And now I have control of where I go and I have informed choices too. So with that in mind, you can also, if you don't like social media and if you don't like going on Instagram or any YouTube, and all those shows will be sent to you when you do become a subscriber. You can go to podcasts, because I'm also on podcasts, just about every podcast that you can imagine. So we're here together to grow. And while you're there, I want to encourage you to go to the 100% responsibility page. This is where we take 100% ownership of who we are. And I am so grateful when Jason is on the show. This is the first time that we've done Facebook Live with Jason. We usually are like in a little private room doing our little recording, but now the whole world is with us, literally the whole world, and they're sending us so much love. Okay, so now, Jason, let's talk about this I am. What is the affirmation that you say to yourself every morning before your feet touch the ground?
My one is I am living here in vitality. And it can change sometimes. I can choose other ones, but it's and now I'm just beginning to say the words I am. Because even that alone begins to put me in a place of being a co-creator, and being how powerful we are, that we can choose in any given moment to be anything we desire to be, anything we want to be. And so when I just say that I am, and especially if you say that when you're outside, you know, you just say I am and feel it. Feel the power, because that's God force. That's God force just running through your veins. And that, when I feel that, I know that anything is possible, and it eliminates all any other negativity and self-doubt and because they're going to come up. And so with, you know, being uncomfortable in new situations, it's going to come up.
Yeah.
That is a part of life. But if we can, you know, consciously choose to say, I am living here in vitality, I am courageous, and your mind begins to change.
Okay, so we did a show on this, is being focused and doing meditation and being all that when things are not what we want them to be. So can you share one or two tips of how to go from I am not enough to I am enough? Mm-hmm. What are some of the things that you do that can help someone that is needing to take that first step of courage towards the I am enough?
My friends, we have to take time out to consciously choose to change our life. And if we don't take that time out, then we will continue on whatever path we're on. And, you know, and I know Joe Dispenza is a big facilitator of this, of creating that visualization process in the morning times or night times for many people. But morning times is even, I think it's a little bit more powerful of late I've been doing it. And
in the morning?
Yes, I have. Yes.
Yeah, because, you know, I told you what the, you know, you talked about the lotus pose and I shared with you the lily poses when I go, fall asleep. I go, I am. Sleep. So the morning, I'm a morning girl. So you're going to morning boy too.
Yeah, yeah, but nighttime as well. I love to go to sleep with the, you know, just to be clear and begin to empty and sleep at peace. But here's the thing, you know, to speak these affirmations, to use this, you can use this thing, I am that I am, and replace that word that with the vision that you want to be, to become, or that you already are secretly, and you just haven't matched that vibrational level yet. Mm-hmm. Replace that, breathe in, I am that, and mentally repeat, I am. Let it go on the breath out. So you're receiving from God force, you're giving back to God force, and you're becoming one with it. And not only that, Lily, is it's so important to feel it, to feel it with every fiber of your being as though it is already manifested. It has already taken place in your life. And once you do this and you get those feelings, I'm telling you, it's only a matter of time before it happens. And we've got to trust that universal time. We can't do this overnight and say, well, that didn't work. That's not, you know, this is 20 years of 30 years of subconscious programming that we have to overcome. But the powerful thing is we can do it. We can do it with the affirmations. We can do it with the feeling and intensifying that feeling, magnifying it. Magnify, raising it up and up until you actually feel, you can feel chemistry, body changes within you, you know, you're just like, you're buzzing.
Yes, you just want to jump for joy.
Yeah.
This morning as I, you know, I do my meditation, I do a morning meditation, I spend time with Jason. You know, a lot of girls spend a lot of time at night with Jason. I spend a lot of mornings with Jason. And so I remember this morning, I was just focusing on abundance. And so I'm a big acronyms kind of girl. And so I sat there and I started writing this abundance. And, you know, part of abundance and is that we don't acknowledge what we have. And so we continue living in lack, even when there is abundance. And so with that in mind, Jason, how can we look at, you know, devastation and say, I am in abundance? Through this devastation, I am still abundance. I am that I am.
Mm-hmm.
What would be a tip for you to say?
That's a good question. I mean, and what we've got to remember is that we can't change an event that's unfolded in our life.
Yes.
So the events are going to happen as they are, as they will unfold. But as you said, it's taking that 100% responsibility. It's how we react to that event, or respond rather than react.
Mm-hmm.
So to take a few breaths in, if you're going through that rough time, it's always about, I think, tuning in to the moment now, taking a few step back, stopping and breathing. And when we begin to just tune into this present moment, it is pretty amazing how the thoughts of negativity and everything that's been going on, all of a sudden, just even if for that moment, they're not there, they just crumble away. and this has to go on. Like we can't, it's not something that's going to happen in an instant, you know, again.
Yeah.
Respond, begin to respond. And we can respond by taking a step back and breathing, grounding ourselves, connecting to our breath.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And so with that in mind, breathing is something we have to do. We get to do on a continuous basis. No one ever says, I'm done breathing. We have to breathe. But what breath are we going to take? It's a choice, right? Is that's what I'm hearing you say. It is a choice what kind of breath. You can breathe in goodness, but breathe out whatever that stressful is, right? That stress can just guess. But, you know, we are talking to Jason Stevenson. You can find him at Life Extension YouTube. You can find him at jasonstevenson.net. And I want to hear from you. For those of you who are listening today and watching us, I want to hear what is your I am. I want to hear I am. 407-373-5959. 407-373-5959. You can call, you can text, you can put it on the comments. I am. I am right here waiting for you. And we'll be right back with Jason Stevenson. Look at you, Jason.
I'll be right here waiting for you. With you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady. Oh, who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall, who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
150 million. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us. They pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3, The Biz, cares about you. Hello, my listening friend. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show is new to this area and is looking for a few good friends to become sponsors. Becoming a sponsor is an affordable way to grow your business. No matter the size, large or small, we have a budget that's right for you. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you. Hello, my listening friend. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show is new to this area and is looking for a few good friends to become sponsors. Becoming a sponsor is an affordable way to grow your business. No matter the size, large or small, we have a budget that's right for you. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. 573-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where I'm just loving our time with Jason Stevenson. You can find Jason at jasonstevenson.net. He has over 1 million followers. So if you want to, apparently everybody falls asleep with Jason Stevenson. So if you want to go to the YouTube channel, he has his meditation. So it's Jason Stevenson Meditations. You can go to Life Expansion. So Life Expansion is a new YouTube channel that he has that we are going to be, he's going to be interviewing. He's going to be sharing his thoughts. And so I'm sure that in no time that's going to have over 1 million followers, Jason. If I have anything to do with it, I'll be one of those, right? I'm already one of those. So I'll help you get to 1 million and we'll help each other out. This is our time. This is our time. And so
this is the moment.
This is the moment. I love it. And so let's talk about, because we're talking about the I am, and off the air, I was sharing about the I am we don't want to look at. Mm. And we want to project this I am, but deep down inside, we're so full of fear that voice in our head is going to override our intention. So because we're unaware of sabotage, you know, our mind and our body remembers, our bodies remember what our mind wants to forget. And so with that in mind, let's talk about your I am meditation. I can't remember who said it, but I read on my Facebook live show at Lillian's radio show that someone did it for 21 days straight and they're feeling wonderful. So let's talk about the intention of the I am meditation.
Wow. That's so lovely to hear that, you know,
yes.
Because I do that. I put that intention out there whilst I'm recording. I'm doing that word for word. I do my best to have God, if you like, or whatever name you choose to call it, but coming through me and sending that love, probably love is a better word. And so word by word. So when you say that someone actually does get something from it, it's just a reminder for me that, I'm contributing and I'm on the right track. And yeah, so that meditation was, a lot of that was basically just affirmation, grouped affirmations, which I'm probably going to do a little bit of that off air.
Yes. Yeah. So for those of you who are listening right now, after the show, Jason's going to do a private, like maybe 1-2 minute meditation while people are driving and listening on the radio. You can't close your eyes. So
no,
we don't advise that to that. No, no.
No.
So keep going, Jason.
Yeah. And I mean, the reason why I do a lot of this, Lily, is because I've experienced, you know, these dark times. And, you know, you spoke about the dark side, about appearing that everything is fine. Mm-hmm. But inside we're aching of not feeling worthy enough and not enough. Mm-hmm. And even through my singing, when I was having my singing career and entering competitions and even winning competition after competition, grand final after grand final, I was chasing something that I could never get from the competitions, from winning, because it was all the internal stuff. It was all the internal work, the unworthiness that I felt. And so that took work of a different kind. And no matter how much I continued to sing and to hear the applause, it was still something inside that was missing, this deep self-love and gratitude of all that I have and where I'm at right now. And that's when we can acknowledge that is when we can begin to move forward. And so my idea in doing these I am meditations and affirmations is that literally can transform the subconscious mind. You know, we can begin to be aware, to feel them, and to snap, to release those pre-recorded tapes that have been going on for such a long time.
Yeah, rewrite the tape. Rewrite it. You know, there. I used to have a painting that I just didn't like. This is when I was younger, and I remember it didn't look well until I changed the frame. And when I changed the frame, the picture looked so much better. It was the framing that I did not like. It wasn't the picture. And sometimes we blame the picture for what's happening. But if we reframe it, just like in our I'm not enough conversation, that we are unwilling to go back and say, why am I not enough? I am enough. What was it for you, Jason? Was it getting the HIV diagnosis? Where at what moment in your life was it planted that you weren't enough, that you, that it, the applause wasn't enough, that what, when it was at that time that it happened to you?
Right. Early on in the years, I struggled. I remember struggling with mathematics at school and I was, I could never pick it up. And I even had private coaching and everything. And I just couldn't pick it up. That side of my brain just wasn't working so well. And, but my teacher that I had at the time picked on me because of that year. And I had him for 2 years in a row. And that he said to me just before I went on to high school, he said, we're letting Jason go on. However, we don't give him much hope at all. And he said that to both myself and my parents. And that just stuck in my mind of feeling absolutely useless, you know, not good enough. We'll never get over this. I'm hopeless. I'm below standard. I'm below other people. And
that's what you made up about yourself.
Yeah, that's
what
I made
up. You carried it because that wasn't true. We make this stuff up. It's not real. Mm-hmm. And so as we go forward in life, we carry that because that's part of our subconscious mind. Those are the thoughts, the 70,000 thoughts that we have that we don't even know are running through. And so in doing these I am affirmations, now we can reframe and rewrite. So would it be good for us to sit down and take those voices in our head and write it down, like, I am dumb, or I can't do math, so therefore I am whatever you want to add to it. Write all these negative things on one end and write the opposite that is a positive affirmation, and maybe create our own affirmation for ourselves. What would you say about that?
That's a possibility to do that. And then I would be burning the paper with the, after writing the negative. However, what I would even say is, not even acknowledging those negative programming becoming aware of them as we go on in life. And then that is all. Not even, I wouldn't even be writing them down, Lily.
Okay.
I would simply be, if it comes up for you, whatever time it comes up for you, just go, that voice, cancel, replace it. In the instant that you hear yourself saying that, or you, you know, your thoughts that are going on, even just those words, cancel, I am worthy. I am enough. And you can continue to do that time and time again. And it's a great way to replace. And
I love that. I love that. You know, everybody has a different way, a different style, a different thought process. And I want to encourage all of you to figure out how you can capture, to just become aware, like you said, Jason, just become aware that these thoughts are sabotaging. And, you know, I used to coach somebody, and that was, became our saying, I am this close. I am this close. And that was his mantra. He didn't even realize that that was his mantra. And so then I asked him the question, why are you this close every time? What are you afraid of if you achieve that, if you get this close, if you make it? Because we're sometimes afraid to be successful too.
Oh, but yeah.
This close became the mantra that he would say to himself, and that was enough. And I said, how would it feel like if you actually completed it?
He was there in the moment. I am there.
I am there.
Yeah.
I am here in vitality.
Yeah. Yes.
I love that, Jason. I love that. You know, I knew this conversation was going to be great. And I am so grateful to you, Jason, for sharing your wisdom. And I'm, for those of you who are listening, you go later, you go to at Lillian's Radio Show so we can get this affirmation. And Jason, thank you so much for everything that you do.
Thank you very much, Lillian. Appreciate it. Always lovely. Always lovely.
back at you. And for you, my listening friend, my viewing friends, please remember, I'll be right here waiting for you worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. This is Lillian McDermott wishing you love, peace, joy, and unexpected abundance. Make it the best day
ever.
Yes, that was a good ever. That was a, you like looked into the camera.
The opinions and advice expressed on the Lillian McDermott radio show are intended for the individual callers and guests on the program and are presented to our wider audience solely for general educational purposes. Please act responsibly and consult personally with your own medical, psychological, or